You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Doctor.
Kia ora.
Last week you opened yourself completely and exposed your love of the sexiest instrument you described, the slap.
Yeah.
Bass.
This one's not the sexiest instrument, but we're going to be playing one of my fave songs, so...
We're sticking with the slapping theme, though, aren't we?
That's right. We're it's in honor of Sarah, you know, slapper.
Oh, come along now. I won't have you say that.
She's a slapper.
Take it back.
Slapper.
Take it back.
What's wrong?
Take it back.
Are we slap shaming?
Take it back.
No slap shaming.
You will apologize, please, to my producer.
All right. She's pure.
Okay.
No slapping.
Slapless.
Okay. Now we're doing the vibra slap.
I'm sure there's someone probably out there listening now who's doing the vibra slap. But what is the vibra slap?
So the slapping and vibrating. So the whole story is...
I'll tell you a story about that later.
I don't want to hear it.
I wonder if she still listens.
It's based on what was originally the donkey's jawbone.
Excuse me. It sounded like you just said based on what was originally the donkey's jawbone.
Yes, it was. So you dried out the ass's jawbone. And when you hit it, the teeth rattled in it.
Rattle.
So it's a teeth rattle.
What?
I know. It's so weird. So awesome.
So this is the vibra slap we're talking about. I get the vibra is just vibration.
Yeah.
See, vibra to me, I'm thinking, what's that vibra train thing people do?
So it was so hard to get a hold of proper donkey jaws in 1960s Latin bands.
I don't know if you've looked on the internet lately, but it's actually...
And this dude, Michael Cohen, you know, he's like, oh, I'm a Jew and I invented Latin music. So he started... No, that's what he says. He said, I'm not being racist. And so, because his friend...
Sounds like he might be being racist.
His friend Bob Rosengarten said, if you can make a jawbone, you'll be a millionaire. And he did. And he invented this thing called the vibra slap that sounds like the donkey's bone.
Thing. Jawbone.
Jawbone.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest thing. It's like a wooden cowbell.
Okay.
With some metal bits inside. And then some wire so that you can hold it. And a big ball on the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Is that the vibra slap?
Yeah. And you smack the ball.
That's the coolest thing in the world.
You smack the ball into
it.
That's right. It's supposed to sound like...
It doesn't sound like a donkey's jawbone.
How do you know?
Because I've smacked a few donkeys.
So it's an awesome sound, but, used sparingly is best, apparently.
Yeah, true. I'm just trying to think of my favorite... My donkey jawbone vibe. That's often you'll find it in a box with the thing.
With
the thing. We've talked about this before. That the thing that's got like the sort of the chamois, and you go. Yeah, that thing.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Am I my own for that one? Okay, right. Okay. All right.
The chamois. We'll do that.
No, it's like a stick, and you.
No.
You basically just.
No.
Okay, no. Anyway, so vibra slap sounds like this.
Okay,
let's go.
So let's play, what are we playing first? The Lemon Pipers.
The Lemon Pipers. There we go. It's choice. It's cool. Often used in mysteries, too, in mystery movies, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's what goes back to the... donkey's jawbone. You know, I picture walking into like an old western town and you don't see a soul and you're walking in and you hear...
And you trip over a donkey's jawbone.
Well, the rattlesnake. Yeah. The rattlesnake.
Yeah, often used as the rattlesnake effect.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's got that... Oh, see, they didn't have it in that chorus. They're using it sparingly.
Here we go.
See, they're giving us that anticipation of not having it. Well, we can play one of our next songs.
Hold on.
Wait. My green tambourine.
Well, let's be fair, the song is called Green Tambourine, so...
Oh, it came back.
It sounds dumb there. Sounded good at the beginning.
So I've seen guys, you can hold it and smash the ball, or you can have it rigged onto your drum kit, and then you just whack it yourself.
So it's percussion. It's percussion.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is one of those things you get so excited about, it can be overused.
Yeah. All right. So what else we got here?
What are we going to play? This will play our Dre and Snoop Dogg. This is my favorite song ever. I can't believe you guys let me play this.
The Vibra Schlizzle.
One.
You guys.
Into the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach.
You should
together,
see the doctor right now.
Trouble. Ain't nut but a G-bang, this is better than slap bass. Cause so we're crazy. Death Row
is the label that pays man. See, it sounds awesome in this track, eh? Back to the
lecture at hand. So I'm assuming Dre, like, had it on a keyboard or some sort of synth, you know. I don't know if he had, or one was lying around the studio.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing that does, in my experience, can be found just lying around studios, though.
I know, right? Yeah. And then you want to use it, and it sounds terrible. But we pick the ones where it sounds good.
What I really like about this song is that he informs you about where whereabouts his income comes from.
And how to spell his name?
Yeah, true.
It's handy.
He also explains that it's a bit like that as well. A little bit like this. Drake creep to the mic like a fan. Well, I'm peeping and I'm
creeping and I'm creeping. But I think I can't.
See, that's not overused there. So no. That's all the way through.
No, that's
but
a good
once
one.
Again, does it give that, is it the sense of that sort of mystery?
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
It's very Scooby-Doo. There's a bit of Scooby-Doo in it, isn't there?
I was thinking Clint Eastwood, but you can go Scooby-Doo. So, other songs we're not playing today, but just some of you might start hearing it, is Bowie's Fame, Hey Jude.
Great Fame. Yeah.
Hey Jude, You Are So Beautiful, Joe Cocker. Mexican Radio.
As in You
Radio.
Are So Beautiful to Me.
Apparently he's got it in
Can't
it.
Can't you see?
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
You're everything I asked for.
See, I was hoping you'd sing... But you're not going to sing it. The other famous one is Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.
It's got it
in the beginning. Yeah. And, you know,
Ozzy's got this amazing thing with his voice where he sort of has, like, it sounds like there's two voices going. It kind of sounds like there's just two different. It's a really hard voice to impersonate, you know. That's what I do.
He's the man.
I'm a big Ronnie James Dio fan as well.
Dio. Rest in peace.
Amazing. Very grateful. Very showed a lot of gratitude on stage. You know, for a short man.
Okay, so our last track we're playing is Tom Tom Club. I've been getting into them. What a great band. So this is...
For people who don't know about the Tom Tom Club, tell them about the Tom Tom Club that you're getting into, since you're getting into them so lately.
They're talking heads without David Byrne. So, you know, still sort of funky, creative sounds.
Oh, straight into the Vibra Slap, too. It does tend to kick off at the beginning of the song, doesn't
it? Yeah. It's atmospheric.
Look at that fat bass. That actually embarrasses Dr. Dre and Snoop. Get on the mic and say that, Sarah. She says, I love Tom Tom Club. Yeah, they got some sort of maraca, or is that the maraca? The maraca when it's on the outside.
Yeah.
Also to be found with the thing. I thought you knew your business there, lady.
And they got rattles. But see, they're sort of naturally eclectic and picking up on things. I liked it in G-Thang and in Crazy Train, because it's sort of a really established genre, and then it's entering in on top of it.
Yeah. But once again, this gives that mystery thing going on. It's not too dissimilar to the old brushes on the snare sort of sound, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, there's probably every preschool probably has one and doesn't know what to do with it. Your old box of percussion in your garage.
Your old box of percussion.
Don't you have one?
Grandpa's old box of percussion instruments that he's got there.
You have one.
Papa's old box of claves.
Well, my dad's got one, but... But yes.
Yeah, so hang on. Because one day I'm going to be a popper, hopefully. And I'll have it. And I'll be,
that's right.
I'll just thinking what would be my garage.
Yeah, you'll have percussion actually, and the kids actually, will come in and experiment. Yeah. I mean, it is a
lot. As long as they don't find the masks.
Oof. It is a Latin percussion instrument, and it can't, you know, it's used like tons in Latin music, but I've sort of chose where that sort of picked out into the sort of mainstream.
Right on, right on. That's Tom Tom Club.
Oh, wait, I had a fun fact about Lemon Pipers I didn't say.
Oh, but not the song, that they spent many, many band practices honing together a song called Green Tambourine.
Yeah. No, this is even better. They, two members, called themselves Ram Jam and released a song called Black Betty.
Oh, not Black Betty Bam-a-Lam.
Yes.
Oh,
you know
what? If they hadn't done that, it'd be fine.
Come on. Where would your Friday nights be? In Henderson.
I'll tell you, I know what I'll be doing. I'll be doing the Eagle Rock.
Now, so add a bit of vibrous slap into your life and give it some...
Be good ringtone.
Some style. Yes.
No, it'd be great. It would be a great message tone.
Yes.
These
yeah, that
times,
would be so
it?
Cool. The rattlesnake.
People go, what's that?
Oof, yeah.
Well,
don't you worry.
That's a private message.
So it's known as the donkey's jawbone, but some people are tracing it back to Africa, right? Because everybody comes from Mama Africa, right? And in Africa, it was a zebra jawbone. Wow.
Funny, because a zebra doesn't go, wee ah. A zebra barks. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
They bark. They go, ark, ark, like that.
So different
to that, but...
The jawbone, and a human ones will still work too. So you have to dry it out so all the gum, everything's gone, and you get that teeth rattling.
So with the gums, dried out so all the gums have gone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so, the tongue, you don't want the tongue still stuck on the jawbone, do you?
So anyway, sinister, but amazing. So there's your vibrous slap.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Thank you again. Lovely to see you. Thanks for coming down to Breakfast Club. We're still waiting for our Neil deGrasse Tyson impersonator to win two tickets to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Grab
that
a coffee.
That could be you.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.